And Warwick Hadfield's back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Hey, Warwick, in cricket, the Australian women have gone for youth ahead of the T20 series against New Zealand, but there is a notable absentee.
Yeah, look, Fran, on the basis if you're good enough, you're old enough, two teenagers, the leggy who can bat a bit, that's Georgie Wareham, and the quickie who can also bat a bit, Tanya Vlaminck. They're both from Victoria. They've been picked in this squad, but that notable absentee is the world-class spinner, not to mention handy down the batting order herself, Jess Jonathan. Now, she was injured in training this week. She's having an arthroscope on her knee to assess the damage, which everyone is hoping is minor, because the T20 World Cup, which this series against New Zealand is all about, it's about to start in the West Indies in a couple of months, and Jess Jonathan and her nifty left-arm wobblers make her pretty much a required player. She's ranked as the seventh best player in the world, so she's obviously needed in the West Indies, Fran.
Indeed. And in basketball, tomorrow morning, the Boomers return to the court. This is the first time after that infamous brawl, that shocking brawl in the Philippines.
Yeah, that can, needless to say, they're trying to put it all behind them. They're playing Qatar in a World Cup qualifying game in Doha. Now, Luke Longley, who of course was one of the rescuers of players in that brawl, says that everyone is hoping they can put that disaster behind them. Now, wins in this game and the one to follow against Kazakhstan next week in Bendigo could see Australia qualify for the World Cup nice and early. So knees and elbows will be nicely tucked out of the way, Fran, and all they'll be aiming for is maximum points.
Okay, and just briefly, in thoroughbred racing, Winx has had a gallop at Rose Hill this morning. This is all preparation for the George Main Stakes this weekend. It's all looking pretty good for this champion.
Fran, as good as trainer Chris Waller and jockey Hugh Bowman will ever admit, they do these pre-race interviews. You can almost see them doing it under sufferance. They're aware that the racing public loves this horse, and not without good reason. Winx is aiming for a whopping 27th win in a row and three wins in Group 1 races. This Group 1 race, named after a sheep farmer from Cootamundra, not very far from where you are, but Kel Arur. This race now carries a name for a brand of toothpaste. I guess it's just another brush with fame for Winx, Fran.
Thank you. I love your jokes. Thanks, Warwick. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.